This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news about jobs.
Jobless benefit claims have hit their lowest point of the pandemic. The number of Americans filing for unemployment aid last week fell to 498,000, continuing a sharp drop from a peak of 900,000 in January. It's a sign the job market continues getting stronger. As businesses reopen, Americans spend more and employers ramp up hiring. The economy added nearly a million jobs in March. The April numbers expected to be roughly the same when the government issues its monthly jobs report tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Live on Fox and Friends, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law that he says will guard against election fraud. The NAACP immediately said it will file a lawsuit. It says the new law makes it harder for minorities and the disabled to vote. The newly signed law restricts when ballot drop boxes can be used and who can collect ballots and how many. Some Europeans are so worried about the U.S. government possibly snooping into their sensitive data that Microsoft is making them a promise.
Microsoft is pledging to let business and public sector customers keep cloud computing data inside the 27-nation bloc to avert concerns about U.S. government access to sensitive information. Company President Brad Smith is aware customers want stronger commitments on so-called data residency. Writing in a blog post, Smith said, in other words, we will not need to move your data outside the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
One woman's dead, several other people injured after a driver apparently deliberately rammed into a crowd in the parking lot of a restaurant in suburban Houston, say police. The driver's in custody, say police. This is AP News. You may be able to give your regards to Broadway sooner than you think.
The lights of the Great White Way will soon be lit again. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying the curtains can go up on Broadway productions this fall. The date, September 14th. And Cuomo says each theater can decide their own entry requirements, like whether or not people must have proof of vaccines to attend. Cuomo says the key to success is having as many people as possible get those shots.
If you said to people, we're 100% vaccinated, don't worry about the person to the right. Don't worry about the person to the left. It's 100% vaccinated. I think it would be a safer environment for people to go to.
Tickets will go on sale in the coming days, giving productions a way to gauge how many are interested in going to the theaters once they do reopen in the fall. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Yankees and the Mets can have 100% capacity at their ballparks for home games starting May 19th, as long as the fans are vaccinated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.